Right, welcome ladies and gentlemen, again, another video on the female Adeptus Custodes. This is a rumour at this point in time. It's to do with why. Why are female Custodes happening? Why? And it's all to do with Henry Cavill's Warhammer show, which is not a stretch. It's not something which I think is a rumour we can instantly discount as pie-in-the-sky nonsense. I think it actually goes hand-in-hand with a lot of what Amazon wants, quite frankly. And it makes a lot of sense. So, yeah. Shall we dive into this today? Yes. Board my train to Nonsense Town. And let's take a look. Hit subscribe if you're new here, folks. Turn the bell notifications on. So here we have it. Here's an article on That Park Place. Good website. Good website. So, let's take a look. For those that don't know, essentially there's a new rumour that claims Games Workshop has introduced the female Adeptus Custodes in order to pave the way for Amazon MGM Studios' upcoming Warhammer 40k series that is being helmed by Henry Cavill. Guy just can't catch a break, can he? Just cannot catch a break. Absolutely outrageous. Now, you know, not everything from Amazon is garbage. They've made some very good shows, actually, across the time. This, however, because Games Workshop has all creative control and Henry Cavill will just be an executive producer. I say just be. He will be the Henry Cavill. He will be the Kevin Feige type of this universe. I can imagine Games Workshop wanting to bring something in under the sort of direction of Amazon anyway. But for those that don't know, just real quick, the idea of the female Custodes has now been introduced in the upcoming codex, so the new codex, Adeptus Custodes. And it's an excerpt from that book that reads, Custodian Kaladais Trovalia Kesh stood upon the bridge of a Cobra-class destroyer named Vigilant Flame. The warship belonged to the mighty battlefleet Solar. She lingered in the shadows at the back of the bridge, positioned at a spot where she could observe the actions of every other crew member, be they in the instrumentation pits, at the armament shrines, or in the case of Shipmaster Lethwick, stood a ramrod straight before his command throne. And they also make a comment of her guardian spear. So, very much female Custodes, and then later, Games Workshop Warhammer official Twitter would confirm this as well, when they said, since the first of the 10,000 were created, there have always been female Custodians. Now, it's important to note, actually, that tweet has about 4 million views now. Probably one of their biggest viewed tweets. Bad times. So, the new rumour does come to us from 4chan, which, yes, that will probably be a red flag to some people. But it is important to note, 4chan and Reddit both have been completely right with leaks in the past. Completely right, actually. So it's important not to immediately discount them. Genuinely. You know, the website itself, whatever you think of it, sure, it has a bad rap. But if you're looking at the legitimacy of some of these leaks across the years, they've been completely legit sometimes. So it's important to at least entertain it. But anyway, what's said? Anonymous poster on 4chan says the following. Female Custodes are only going to be mentioned in the Codex. No new sculpts or characters after the fact. The social media department jumped the gun and tried to put out fires with the wrong hose. Interesting. So what happened? The intent is to push female Custodes character in Amazon show without it breaking law. Because Amazon executives wanted a woman in power armor and wouldn't settle for the Sisters of Battle. Why though? Weird. People involved in the show are pissed because they've been moving ahead on Eisenhorn, which is true. They have actually been doing that. And talks of inserting said female Custodes into Eisenhorn's story, with Cavill threatening to walk away from the project. And he's very much law-focused. He doesn't like messing with the law. He's a big Warhammer fanboy. He loves it. So small stock drop today, but Games Workshop figures it can ride it out if it stays mum on the subject. They really need better social media employees, which is true. They do. But I mean, that's 4 million views. It's quite a lot and a lot of coverage everywhere else. So you can't really stay mum on it now. You do have to probably say something. Cavill will be an article, will be in an article due to heading to Games Workshop to work on the new series this week or next. If he leaves, it'll be a noticeable hit to the share price, meaning the show is dead. Good ending. Or Amazon is calling the shots. Bad ending. Not Black Chagorians, but similar scenario. You can trust me. My dad works at Nintendo. I don't know what that part was about. But there you go. Yeah, I mean, it says here, the original poster appeared to respond to a number of other users and claimed that a number of employees at Games Workshop will be let go over the introduction of female Adeptus Custodes. Nothing was inked when Cavill announced it, and it sent everyone at Games Workshop into a panic. Shareholders put an immediate stop to any work until the contract was hammered out, and the negotiations were brutal. Which is, I would imagine that's the case. I mean, Games Workshop is, like, they're very, very litigious with their contracts. So I can believe that. If it could put profits on the minis, Games Workshop didn't want to touch it, which is why this Custodes thing was a dumpster fire. People who should have known about it didn't, and success or not, people are going to be let go. The leaker also made it clear the move to include female Adeptus Custodes had everything to do with the show that Amazon did not want Sisters of Silence because they do not speak. And that, can you imagine that? I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, they don't speak. No, we can't have that. Our females have to speak. So, okay, fine. And the Sisters of Battle are apparently too religious, and Amazon thinks it'll be a turn-off. Furthermore, the leaker says, the female Inquisitor in Power Armor was the last hope, but Amazon wants to be able to take the character out of the armor and still have them be powerful. It's all been a massive headache. So the leaker also added another post some details about a female Custodes being introduced into Amazon's alleged adaptation of Eisenhorn. It was going to happen during the scene where Eisenhorn gets debriefed by Space Marines. A very quick reveal, maybe one or two lines, and then never mentioned again. The story is going to be told in a past tense recollection format. So they could have the scene happen at the start of the story, and it was going to be the big progressivism smash hit to generate press. That's why it's only going to be in the Codex, so when it happened, they could say it's lore accurate. It was in official publications when said press happened. I can believe all of this. Genuinely. I mean, Jennifer Salke is the issue here. She is the issue. With the establishment of our inclusion policy and inclusion playbook, Amazon Studios has committed itself to being a thought and action leader in transformation of our industry. We know how much work there is to be done to improve representation both on camera, behind the scenes, and it starts at home with us. With clear directives and a commitment to accountability, these guides provide a path toward a more equitable future both on and off camera. This is what she's all about. She loves it. She's ruined so much stuff. So, Henry Cavill threatening to walk, I can believe that. He did, with regards to The Witcher. I can imagine him being pretty pissed about this, quite frankly. But he doesn't really have that much on the horizon now. So, what do you guys think? Let me know down below. Genuinely curious to hear. Again, don't immediately discount the rumor just because it's from 4chan. There are some pretty legit leaks from these websites, Reddit and 4chan. So, anyway, cheers, guys. Take care. Bye-bye now.